God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see each and every one of you. Is it snowing yet? Tough crowd today. Well, I tell you. Welcome. My name is Eric Dirks, and it is a pleasure to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming out today and being here. If you would open your bulletin with me this morning. Turn to your announcements. Oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day. Now, if you were at the banquet last night, you were at the place to be. If you weren't there, I'm just sorry. What can I say? It was packed. It was delicious. It was fun. And tell you what. Would all the fellow, Betty and the fellowship team, would you stand up and let everybody appreciate you? A lot of work went into that, and Warren Hunt outdid himself with his cooking. It was absolutely amazing. And, you know, we are blessed to have all the cooks that we have in this church. But Warren puts, with the business that he has, he just blesses us with his what he does, and that is amazing as well. So anyway, please mark down your calendars next year. If you didn't make it this year, even if you did, make sure you mark your calendars next year for this so that you can be a part of that. It would be terrible if we just had to move it to a bigger place. Wouldn't that just be awful? So, it is this Wednesday, folks, is Ash Wednesday. To me, that I just cannot believe that. But it is Ash Wednesday, and so make sure that you're here at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for the Ash Wednesday service. It'll be a special service as it was last year, and so please come as we begin the Lent season. And Lent is 40 days of preparation before Easter. It does not include Sundays, because anybody know why we don't count Sundays in the season of Lent? Huh? That's right, there are many Easters. Every Sunday is supposed to be a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. And so they're not included in the season of Lent. So it's 40 days plus Sundays are your Lenten season. And with that, this pink insert is Easter lilies, Easter lily orders. So make sure you fill that out and turn that in the offering basket. Also, don't forget the study guide that Cliff did for us this week. Follows along the sermon. So please make sure you take that home. As Jay will mention later on, put it beside your prayer chair with those prayer concerns that he will discuss. And make sure that you, make sure that you have a devotion every morning if you choose. Or some other devotion, obviously, would be fine as well if you use that. This third page of your bulletin, it tears off. It's perforated. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times for it to work. But do fill that out. It's our connection card. Make sure you put your name and address. If you want to look at this side as well and fill that out. If you're visiting with us, please make sure you fill out your name, address, telephone number, and such so we can greet you properly. Say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. We have a special announcement here. Some of you have seen this before, but we'll lift it up today.
Come on, I'm serious.
Good morning. This is Doug, Scoopmaster Wynn, reporting on a breaking story just outside the rural hamlet of Warsaw, Missouri. Using my stealthy reporting skills, I've uncovered a group of finely tuned athletes that have come together to form a sports phenomenon. They move together with such a finesse unlike anything I have ever seen on a basketball court. You might say that they have what is referred to as the right stuff. You might say that they got game. Word on the street is that they are looking for recruits. Join this unstoppable force. Others that got game the right stuff or got the game right. Anyway, if you can dribble a ball and have a flair for sport fashion, you are probably in. Word on the street is that they have a place they hang out at called First Church. I wonder if that's closed or something. Anyway, find them and be a part of the legend. This is Doug, Scoopmaster Wynn, reporting for Channel Divine News.
Yeah.